All right, well, good morning, everyone. I have a lesson here this morning. I hope it makes sense, and I hope you get something out of it. I just threw a bunch of random stuff in here, and we're going to see what we can get out of it as far as practical things that we can learn from it. So, who can tell me what this is? Water spigot? Yeah. So this is one thing. I don't know if this is an MP3 player. You don't really see these anymore, but this is another thing I brought along. You all know what these are, right? Sunglasses. Yeah, sunglasses. Everybody knows that. And here we have a doorknob. So, yesterday I was trying to figure out what I was going to talk about today, and nothing was really coming to mind. And anyway, some ideas started coming to my head, so I went out in the shed and started looking around and finding some things that I might be able to use here as examples. So, first, we're going to talk about this. Okay, so sunglasses, you wear them for protection from harmful or uncomfortable rays from the sun. So a lot of times when you're doing something outside on a bright surface, or especially if you're, say, you're on the water on a boat or something, the reflection of the sun is really harsh. And it can harm your eyes. Not only does it harm your eyes, but it can make it just uncomfortable and hard to do what you're trying to do. In some places, way up north where there's snow a lot of the time and really bright sun, people get what's called snow blindness, where if they don't, you can't just wear regular sunglasses. These won't protect you from snow blindness. You need to have something really dark, otherwise your eyes will get burnt and it's very painful and you can't see for a while after that. So these here is an example of protection from things that we come in contact with, but that we need to have a shield or a defense against. This is an MP3 player, so you can put recorded files on here, music, sermons, all kinds of stuff on this. And I think, technically, with the storage that this has on it, the media storage, you could have enough music on here that you could listen for about 6 weeks solid and never hear the same thing twice. It has a lot of memory on it. Relatively, it's not very much, but just, you know, to think about that. So this can store a lot, and it stores whatever you put on it. It doesn't really have a choice, but the person that uses it decides what they put on this card and what they can play back over these earbuds. So this here we're going to look at kind of as your mind, because your mind does a lot of the same things. In this doorknob, there's a couple things we want to notice about it. So when you turn a doorknob, this here is the latch, and that opens the door. That allows you to open the door. If this is latched and you push the door closed, there's no way it's going to open on its own. Somebody has to come and turn that doorknob for it to open. And this here is a lock. So when you turn this lock, you can crank on that as hard as you want, and it's really not going anywhere. But on the other side, there's this little kind of like a key that you can turn. And of course, this isn't a very secure lock, but it's made for you to it's hard to get into. If you really want to bad enough, you can. But when this is locked, it's pretty hard to get into. So this here is going to be an example of choices, your own choice. You choose to open this or to leave it closed or to lock it or leave it unlocked. Now this is a faucet, an outdoor faucet. And this is another, now you'll notice with this, there's something wrong with it. Because you can turn it, it never stops. You can just keep turning it. So normally, you turn these and it comes to a point where it stops and you have control over what comes out and how much comes out. So we're going to talk some about self-control. And this, obviously, is broken. And this doesn't really have self-control anymore. You can try to shut it off as hard as you want, but it's beyond that point. And if this is hooked up to a water source, water's going to come out of there no matter what. You can't really stop it. So let's talk about this some. So your mind stores a lot of stuff, and you don't even need to think about it. So I'm just going to give some examples. So Benji, how old are you? 11. Okay, you didn't even have to think about that, did you? Okay. Brecken, what color is this bag?
Orange.
Did you have to think about that? No. Okay. When's your birthday? Okay, you didn't have to think about that, did you? Okay, so your mind stores all that kind of stuff. Some things we do have to work harder for to remember, like the memory verses. Many of us memorize those, and you have to spend some time and work on that. And everything, to some extent, you need to spend time until it becomes part of your memory that you don't even have to think about. But so something like this might seem pretty amazing in how much it can store, but your mind is way more amazing in just the variety of things you can have in there. Now these, so this is our mind, and pretty much whatever you put in it is going to stay there. A lot of us older ones can probably think of things, excuse me, when we were very young, good things and bad things that we very clearly remember. And there's no way we can really get rid of those memories. Our choices in the moment is what matters, because once we decide to put something in our mind, there's a pretty good chance it's going to stay there and there's not much we can do about it. So that's where protection comes in, and your parents should be the ones doing a lot of, should be in a place of protection for you. But your obedience to them also protects you. So they know what's good for you. They tell you what you should not be putting in your mind, what you shouldn't be listening to, what you shouldn't be looking at. And if you obey them, that's like wearing these sunglasses. You're protecting yourself from things that very potentially could harm you. And then another area is when you choose. So the Bible talks a lot about your heart and your mouth, your ears. It refers to them as gates or doors, or basically something that you can open and close. You have some control over it. And you can choose to lock this door to keep bad influences coming in from the outside. But you can also choose to open it and open it as wide as you want and let whatever come in. But that is your choice. This isn't going to open on its own. It's your own choice to do that. And then there's a verse that says that we're supposed to guard our heart because out of our heart flows the issues of life. And basically what that's saying is the things in our heart and our mind, when this valve gets opened on our life, whatever comes out is what we have put into our heart, into our mind. Like I said with this, we should have self-control, which is basically not anyone can just come open this valve. Or in other words, like if it's opened, we have control over how far it's opened, things like that. Now, someone that does not have self-control is like this valve when there's no way to close it. They get upset or somebody does something that they don't like, or they get put in a situation where there's something that is wrong. They know they're not supposed to do, but they don't have any power against it. And this thing is just wide open. There's no way you can close it. Eventually something happens and they move on to something else. But that's like having no self-control when we don't have any valve on what's coming out of our heart. So this was just a bunch of random thoughts. I know it wasn't really clear, but we're just going to go over some more of this. So the protections in your life are to protect your mind, your parents, and your own conscience. It's to protect your mind from wrong things getting in there that are going to stay there that you can't very easily get rid of. And like we went over, your mind stores everything. Everything you know, everything you can remember is stored in your mind. And it's very important that we protect what goes in there, because there may come a time when there's things in there you wish so bad that you could get rid of, and you really can't. And especially as you get older, it'll come to this example of choices in your life. There's a lot of choices that are coming in your lives, and even today, some of you, probably more than others, make choices. And that's what this signifies here. So be careful that you keep this locked to the bad influences. And be careful about opening the door to your heart too quickly. Be careful that you don't open it when there's bad things outside that are just waiting to come in. And if we do these things, then when your heart does open or your mouth opens and things come out, they can be good things, and you can control what comes out, just like with this valve. I think that's all I have to share here this morning, so let's have a prayer and you can go back to your seats. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning. I pray for these children that you would help them to understand these things that were shared, and that you'd help them to grow up to be godly men and women, and in their childhood, Lord, that they could learn obedience, and someday that they would just be able to respond to your voice and obey your calling. We just commit the rest of the service to you as well. Bless each one that shares. In Jesus' name, amen.